Today we're building a stepper-style percussion layer workflow in Ableton Live 12, starting from scratch, and aiming straight for that old-school jungle and DNB edit energy. The big idea here is simple. We're not trying to reinvent the break from zero. We're taking a solid core break, then editing, layering, and arranging around it so the groove feels alive, gritty, and properly locked in. That's the real DNB move. It's not just one loop. It's slice, layer, mute, resample, repeat. Set your tempo somewhere between 168 and 174 BPM. Around 170 is a really strong starting point for this vibe. If you want, drop in a reference track so you can keep checking the energy and density as you go. Now set up a clean workspace with a few tracks. Call them Drum Break Main, Perk Top Layer, Ghost Perk, Fill Resample, and Drum Bus. Keeping these roles separate is important, because in this style every layer should have a job. Think push, fill, answer, or thin out the groove. If a sound isn't clearly doing one of those things, it probably doesn't need to be there. Start with your main break on an auto track. If it's a classic break, trim it so the transient lands nicely on the grid. Turn warp on, use beats mode, and choose transient preservation. If the break is getting chopped too hard, loosen the gate a bit. The goal here is not perfection. The goal is to get the break looping cleanly enough that you can treat it like a rhythmic instrument. This is important in jungle and stepper DNB, because the groove usually comes from interaction. The break and the bassline are in conversation. A stable loop lets you focus on that relationship. Once the break is looping, right-click it and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For most breaks, slice by transients. If the source is already tight, 1/8 slicing can also work. Ableton will map those slices into a drum rack, which gives you way more control over the edit. Now organize the rack mentally by function. You might have kick-heavy slices, snare slices, hat fragments, ghost hits, and little cymbal tails. Don't worry about having every slice in perfect order visually. Just know what each one is doing. Program a 2-bar MIDI pattern with a strong stepper foundation. Put your snare emphasis on 2 and 4. Use kick fragments to support the snare push. Leave room where the bass line will hit. Add a few chopped break fragments before the snares so the groove feels like it's pulling forward. A good target here is something that feels like it's driving ahead of the grid without sounding rushed. If a slice is too long, shorten it in the simpler layer or adjust the sample start and release. You can also keep the transient sharp with small fade times so clicks don't sneak in. For the top percussion layer, make a separate drum rack on a new track. This layer should support the break, not fight it. Load it with closed hats, shuffled hats, ride fragments, rim shots, short metal hits, or tiny shaker loops. Program one or two bars with offbeat hats and subtle syncopation. Closed hats on the offbeats is a classic starting point. Add a few 16th pushes before the snare. Drop in one or two rim accents that answer the main snare. Maybe add a light ride or metal tick in the second half of the phrase. Then shape that layer so it stays out of the way. High pass it with EQ8 somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. Add a touch of saturator for density. If needed, use light compression, just enough to keep it under control. And if the hats feel too wide or too blurry, pull them in with utility. A really useful teacher tip here, use contrast to make the break feel bigger. A dense jungle loop hits harder when the section before it is almost too simple. So don't be afraid to let a bar or two breathe with just the core break and a sparse hat. Next, create the ghost percussion track. This is where the old-school personality really starts showing up. Keep these sounds quiet. We're talking ghost snare taps, reversed hats, tiny toms, tick noises, and low-level break fragments. Place them just before snares, after a main snare as a response, or tucked into the last 16th of a bar before the loop restarts. Use low velocity, around 15 to 60, and keep the processing subtle. High pass the low end, maybe soften the top with a low pass if the sound is too sharp, and use a tiny room reverb, so it sits in the space instead of jumping out at you. This is one of the most important ideas in this kind of edit. Ghost hits should be felt before they're heard. If you can clearly notice every ghost note in solo, there's a good chance it's too loud for the full mix. In the full track, subtle usually hits harder. Now zoom in and start thinking in phrases, not just loops. Make at least three versions of the same drum idea, a main loop, a variation loop, and a fill loop. Duplicate and edit is the fastest way to work here. Keep the main break loop on one track, keep the percussion layers separate, and only combine them on the drum bus later. For the variation, try muting one kick fragment, adding one extra ghost hit, swapping a hat for a rye accent, or removing the top percussion for one bar before the drop. These tiny changes are what make a DNB arrangement feel like it's moving. You don't need to rewrite the whole part every time. You just need enough change to keep the phrase alive. Now let's bring in resampling, which is a huge part of a good edit workflow. On your fill resample track, route audio from the drum group or the master into it and record 4 or 8 bars of the current groove. Then chop the best bits into a new audio clip. Once you've got the resample audio, you can cut a 1-bar fill, reverse a hit, stretch a percussion tail into a transition, or slice a snare roll into fresh ideas. Warp it if you need to tighten things up. Use reverse for old school movement. Throw in a little echo or beat repeat if you want a glitchier fill. And a filter sweep right before a drop can work wonders. A great DNB trick is to make a fill that uses a truncated snare roll, a reversed hat, 1 open hat flare, and a final pickup into the next section. That's often enough to make the arrangement feel alive without destroying the pocket. Now group the drum tracks into your drum bus. This is where you glue the whole identity together. Start with EQ8 and make only small corrections. If the break feels boxy, you can trim a little around 250 to 400 HC. If the hats need a touch more air, be conservative with the top end. Then use drum bus slightly. A little drive can add edge, but don't overcook it. If the kick and sub relationship is already strong, keep boom low or off. After that, add a compressor or glue compressor with moderate settings, aiming for only a few dB of gain reduction. We want cohesion, not flattening. DNB drums need transient punch so the bass line has something to lock to. Here's the key mix mindset. If the drums start losing punch, back off the bus processing. The goal is to make everything feel like one kit, not to smash the life out of the groove. Now think about arrangement and energy. In a stepper or jungle DNB tune, your drum layers should evolve in 8-bar or 16-bar phrases. A strong pattern might be stripped intro, then dilled, then full drop, then a more reduced second half, then a clean outro. Use automation to help that happen. Open an auto filter on the top percussion during builds. Increase saturator drive a little in the second half of a drop. Push reverb on a fill, then pull it back quickly. Dip the utility gain before a snare drop for tension. Or mute the ghost layer for a bar, then bring it back so the return feels bigger. A really effective structure is this. Intro with a stripped break and filtered top percussion, then build with hats and ghost hits, then drop one with full groove, then drop two with one layer removed and more edits, then an outro that gradually strips back for DJ mixing. That's classic, functional, and it works. Watch out for a few common mistakes. Don't make every bar equally busy. Don't high pass the break so much that it loses its body. Don't stack too many transient heavy layers, or your kick and snare will get smaller. Don't ignore velocity variation. Don't overcompress the bus. And don't let the percussion fight the bass line. A few extra pro moves can take this further. Try a subtle parallel grit return for the top percussion. Use a bit of crunch on ghost hits if you want them to feel more threatening. Automate a slow filter opening over 8 bars on a hat layer. Use echo throws on one snare or rim at the end of a phrase, then cut them dead for a nasty stop-start feel. Or resample a fill, pitch one fragment down slightly, and turn it into something darker and more unstable. Also, let some hits stay ugly. That roughness is part of the old-school character. If everything is too polished, the groove can lose the grime that makes it feel authentic. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Build a 32-bar drum edit using one sliced break as the main foundation. Add exactly 2 percussion layers besides the break. Make at least 3 different 4-bar variations. Include 1 resampled fill, not just MIDI. Add at least 1 automation move. And keep the low end clean enough that a sub note could sit underneath it. When you're done, ask yourself a few simple questions. Does the groove evolve every 4 or 8 bars? Can I still hear the kick and snare relationship clearly? Do the extra layers support the break instead of covering it? Would this still work once a heavy bass line comes in? If the answer is yes, then you've built more than just a loop. You've built a proper DNB edit workflow. And that's the real win here.